Dear friends, today we celebrate the second Sunday in an ordinary time liturgical year A. And the gospel today is taken from St. John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. The gospel today tells us three very important things. Number one, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Number two, He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Number three, He is the chosen one of God. Number one, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This echoes the fourth suffering servant song of Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 7, where we read ill-treated, afflicted. He did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughterhouse, like a sheep dumb before its shearers, he did not open his mouth. So the fourth suffering servant song of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 7, tells about Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Number two, He will baptize us with the Holy Spirit. Number three, He is the chosen one of God. Again, here refers to another suffering servant song of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1. The first suffering servant song of Isaiah. Of course, these three themes are related. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world through His death and resurrection and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that is why He is the suffering servant of God. He is the suffering servant of God. The suffering servant did not only come to love and serve. No. The suffering servant came to love and serve until He suffered and sacrificed. He did not only come to love and serve until He suffered and sacrificed, but He suffered and sacrificed until He sanctified and saved the world. This is the good news we have to proclaim to the world so that the whole world may believe and be saved. The first reading, of course, follows the theme of the gospel. The first reading again tells us about the suffering servant of God. It is the second song of Isaiah on the suffering servant of God. Isaiah chapter 49, verses 1 to 6, today's first reading. It tells us about vicarious suffering, suffering on behalf of sinners. Though He is innocent, He suffered for the guilty. He suffered on behalf of sinners. More importantly, the first reading tells us He did not come to save only the Jews. He didn't come only to save Israel, but He came to save all the nations, all the peoples, the whole world. In short, He did not only come to save the holy Jews, but He came also to save the unholy, sinful, non-Jews, Gentiles, pagans, like you and me. Again, we have to proclaim this good news to the whole world so that the whole world may believe and be saved. The responsorial psalm, of course, follows the theme of the first reading, and thus the response. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. In order to have a Christian perspective of this responsorial psalm, we have to read the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 5 to 9, where St. Paul says it very clearly. Animal sacrifices, cereal offerings of the Old Testament cannot take away sins, cannot save us from sin. St. Paul says very clearly, only the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, only this sacrifice and offering can take away the sins of the world and save the world from sin. Very clear. Again, the response of the responsorial psalm. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. The will of God the Father is this, that His only Son, Jesus Christ, becomes the Lamb of God to offer Himself, to sacrifice Himself as a self-oblation for the forgiveness of sins and the salvation of the world. Again, the response, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Jesus Christ came to do the will of His Father, that is, to become the Lamb of God as a sacrifice and offering, as a self-oblation to the Father for the salvation of the world and the forgiveness of sins. And that is why just now we responded four times, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Jesus Christ came to do the will of God the Father, that is, to become the Lamb of God, sacrificed and offered to the Father for the salvation of the world and the forgiveness of sins. Again and again and again, we have to proclaim this good news to the whole world. The whole world can never hear this good news anyway. It's all good news. Just now you heard from yourself, from gospel, first reading, response to some, it's all good news. We have to proclaim it to the whole world so the whole world believe and be saved. If not, the whole world can never be saved. And that is why the second reading tells us very clearly, salvation is a gift, a grace, a free gift, a blessing, a favor. The second reading is taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. It is a Christian blessing, an apostolic blessing. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ send you grace and peace. Grace, free gift, blessing, favor, peace. Shalom, in the Old Testament, it means well-being, good health, wholeness, completeness, happiness, prosperity. And in the New Testament, it means salvation, salvation, salvation. And that is why today, the Catholic Church bless us with this blessing. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ send you grace and peace, salvation. Again, I don't have to say for a fourth time, it's good news, it's good news, it's good news that you never hear anywhere. We have to proclaim it to the whole world so that the whole world hear it, believe and be saved. Today, I also want to share with you something on Santo Nino, because tomorrow we are celebrating the feast day of Santo Nino. We are celebrating this feast day of Santo Nino with our Filipino brothers and sisters in our Filipino community. Santo Nino can be translated as holy child, holy infant. Why is the child holy? Why is the infant holy? Because the child is totally dependent on God, his father. Totally dependent on God, his father. That is, he prays to God, his father, and he does the will of God, his father. The holy infant or the holy child, Santo Nino, is of course Jesus Christ himself. Who else? Jesus Christ is totally dependent on God his Father, put his total faith in God his Father, trust in God his Father. Jesus Christ prays to God his Father always and everywhere, and he does the will of God his Father. And that is why in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3, Jesus tells us, unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. That's very serious. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. Little child, of course, like Jesus, totally dependent on God the Father, pray to God the Father, do the will of God the Father. And again in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus tells us, come to me all you who labor and are overburdened, and I'll give you rest. Shoulder my yoke and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Yes, my yoke is easy and my burden light. In short, if like Jesus, we trust in God the Father, we pray to God the Father, and do the will of God the Father, even the cross will become light. Even the cross will become light. And that is why we pray for the grace of Jesus Christ, that like Jesus Christ, we may be like a child, totally dependent on God the Father. Pray to God the Father always and everywhere. Do his will always and everywhere. And Jesus tells us, we will enter the kingdom of God. We will enter the kingdom of God. And even the cross will become light for us. With this, I wish you all a happy and a blessed feast day of Santo Nino. Amen. God bless you.